This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. St. Norad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
And then the only winning move is not to let.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. I've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then, about that nuclear war, I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand? Like, I like to do my time. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. You never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them.
And no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it.
God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is.
I'm playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex.
Step up. Step up. Step up. Step up.
game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does the any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Experience these great products and others and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So good to be with you. And my guest today, because when I'm talking money, whenever I want to know about money, who do I talk to? I talk to the aficionado, the guy, Greg Manarino from TradersChoice.net. This guy rocks. In fact, his motto is, in life there are sheep who live in fear. And then there are lions who capitalize on it. I love that. And of course, the Robin Hood of Wall Street. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great. Great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So money is not my biggest forte, but it is yours. And this is what I love about you, Greg, is you're bold enough to say the things that people need to hear. And I really respect that. So give me risk in the market right now. Tell me what's going on. What are some of your biggest fears right now, too?
Well, how about this? It's freak show on an unprecedented scale, and it just gets freakier every day. I mean, I think everyone watching this would have to agree that this thing has gone completely out of control. But in my view, it's about control. Look, the money, the financial system, I really believe that there's probably a handful of people on the planet that really understand it. It's a work in progress. It always is. But look, I think it's easier to put a perspective on what's happening kind of like this. If you got to take one thing away from what I'm saying here, it's just watch where the money is going. All right. It's really not a hard thing to do. What do we know is happening? I always tell people to focus on what we know. And if you look at the financial system itself, okay, who runs the economy? Who runs the financial markets? Who runs the financial system? It's the central banks. Period. They run the entire show. They control the entire show. They're the ones who are, in control of the narrative as well here. So what do we have? We have an economy here in the United States, obviously, that's collapsing. It goes without saying. We have inflation out of control, skyrocketing with nowhere to go but much higher, despite the fact that we've been sold a lie, a fable, that central banks and the Fed want to do something about inflation. All they've been doing is inflating. Again, look, I want people to take something away from this. What's the number one job of a central bank? They only have one job, and that is to inflate. The more a central bank can inflate, that is buy assets, pump the markets, the stronger they become, not the weaker, the stronger they become. And with everything that we're seeing right now, and it's an incredible phenomenon. They're talking about here raising rates. Meanwhile, we're seeing like the 10-year yield here in the United States plummet. How does that work? You see, we have central banks that are buying the market. The Federal Reserve has a trading desk. Most people don't know about this, but just let your fingers do the walking. Does the Federal Reserve have a trading desk? Absolutely. The New York Fed, they have a trading desk. They don't frolic in front of it. They don't play games in front of it. They buy the market. Now, the Fed right now, they're pumping the market since this banking crisis that we all knew was coming. I mean, just from at least 8 months ago, check my videos. I explained to people the banks were in trouble here. how did we know banks are in trouble? It's a no-brainer here. We have economy in free fall, no deposits, no loans, and no deals. So, again, this phenomenon was bound to happen, but nobody saw this coming. Not the regulators, not the Federal Reserve, not the U.S. Treasury here. It's a mechanism here, and the word they're using is integrate. They're consolidating power. It's a very simple mechanism here. These smaller banks, there are bank runs right now going on. You're not supposed to know about this. As a matter of fact, the smaller banks, the regional banks, they're down 29% year to date. Meanwhile, all this cash is being put into the larger institutions as they consolidate. They can't use the word consolidate. They've got to say integrate. It's all about a power grab. Now, you have an economy in free fall. You have a market which seems to be defying gravity here. Risk in this market, believe it or not, risk in the market is dropping. You asked that as the opening question. It's not getting worse, although you would imagine it would be. There's no connection. I want people to understand as well. The economy and the market, there's no connection at all. They operate independently of each other because of the action of central banks, more specifically the Fed, who's pumping this market full of cash, buying the debt market, buying the stock market as well. It's supposed to be a big shoot, but it's not. The Fed buys large cap stocks to prop up the market. This is known as the plunge protection team. Look it up for yourself. It's something real. I urge people to don't believe a thing I say. Look it up for yourself. Is Greg telling the truth, or is Greg just making this up because he has a wild imagination? No, that's what's going on. And this gap between what the economy is doing and the market is going to get wider and wider and wider. As you know, this is an extinction process. The middle class is becoming extinct by design. It's a control mechanism. It's a psyop on an unprecedented scale. I could keep going with this, but I think I've probably said enough. Let's move on.
Well, I mean, Silicon Bank. What's your take on Silicon Bank? Not going down.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, look, it's an astonishing thing. So apparently no one saw this coming. We got an admission out of the mouth of the Federal Reserve chairman himself, who said they knew about it. The Fed knew there was problems in November of last year. Meanwhile, they did nothing. They did nothing. And again, this is just, it's a consolidation of power into the larger institutions here. And it's not over. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan. He's screaming from rooftops it's not over. Look, if you pay attention, we get little bits of truth here and there. It's definitely not over. It's going to, again, this is evolving into just a consolidation of power. Why? What is this really all about? It's about control. That's number one. And it's about a rollout of a completely new system that they've had for quite a long time. So in order to make it work, they've got to consolidate the banks. That's number one. They've got to get fewer players to get involved, basically, is what this is all about. And we're seeing it unfold right before our eyes.
Yeah, integrate. You mentioned that word, right? And isn't that aren't we going to start seeing the absorption of the bigger banks from the little banks, and all of a sudden they kind of fall, but they get the bank, they get the Fed bailout. And so it is kind of interesting to watch. Do you suspect a lot more of this year?
Oh. Oh, absolutely. That's what this is all about. I urge people to do something else. Go to the Federal Reserve's own website and look at their balance sheet here. The Federal Reserve has been involved in what they're calling quantitative tightening. That means unwinding their balance sheet, which is larger than the gross domestic product of most countries on the planet. It's astonishing. But so we can go look at this for yourself. 5 months of so-called quantitative tightening has been erased in just 3 weeks. Almost $500 billion of more quantitative easing now. The opposite of quantitative tightening is quantitative easing. And this is what central banks have been doing since the last meltdown, to reprop up the stock market hyperbubble, reprop up a real estate bubble. That's pretty interesting. We just heard a warning from Morgan Stanley just today. On real estate market, the commercial real estate market, saying that we're going to get something worse than the financial crisis. Now, look, you can't just have one part of the market get hit. This whole thing is going to get real, and I mean real. And what I mean by that, it's kind of interesting. It's very simple to understand. As I alluded to earlier, just follow the money. You see, what people think for the most part. This, you want to understand money, I'm going to tell you how to understand it. It doesn't grow little money wings and fly away. It doesn't do that. When markets fall or if the debt market sells off, it just doesn't go to money heaven. It doesn't do that. It moves from one reality into another reality. That's how it works. So it's a pretty simple scenario in my book to understand how this is going to work. We have a hyper bubble in the debt market, which is beyond anyone's wildest imagination. Even someone like myself who studies this stuff around the clock, it's going to burst. This debt bubble is going to burst, but it's not. They're not done hyperinflating it. A bursting of the debt hyper bubble means we're going to see rates spike in an uncontrolled fashion. Right now, we're seeing them keeping it suppressed. It's taking an enormous amount of effort to do so. Once that debt bubble bursts, it's going to destroy, and I mean that, global stock markets, which will melt down. So you're going to have a massive sell-off here in the debt market, which will precede a massive sell-off in the global stock markets. The cash is just going to move. It's just so simple to understand. It's going to move from one reality to another. Again, no money wings and fly away. It's going to go into commodities, in my view, and I also believe it's going to go into cryptocurrencies to a certain extent. Cash is just
right. I want to talk about that. We'll be right back with Greg.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're listening in today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So good to be with you. I have Greg Mannarino from the Robin Hood of Wall Street from traderschoice.net. You ought to check that out and get on his subscription list. I'm not kidding you. I love his emails. And be part of this because he'll just tell you how it is. And he doesn't mess around. In fact, when we were going into that last break, Greg, you talked about cash and where it's going to move because you talked about Morgan Stanley, the analysts were forecasting something worse in this great financial crisis for commercial real estate. And then you were talking cash. So where will cash move?
What I want people to just take away from this is, and I think most people would agree, that there's no connection at all with regard to reality in let's say, the stock market here. Everyone's focused on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30 companies. They don't even want you looking at the S&P 500. It'll focus on the Dow. Whenever they tell you to look in one direction, you got to look someplace else. It's always a deception, a distraction of some of the thing that's going on here. You know, and people are afraid, and rightly so, because I don't think people don't trust the system. Obviously, duh. Yeah, who would? I don't trust the system either, but I know where to look. What most people do is with, okay, what do I want to invest in? Where do I want to put my cash? What should I do? You know, it's confusing. But understanding that, let me put a perspective on this for people who maybe have never heard this before. You're told by the mainstream media to focus on, let's say, the stock market or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is all well and good. In a real market, you would want to focus on, let's say, things like P.E. ratios, forward guidance, a company's balance sheet. None of this stuff matters anymore. It's all like a la-la land, a fantasy land. And it's being driven that way because the driver of the market, which is the overall global debt market, you see, the stock market is in many ways, and I've said this a million times, a derivative, meaning it derives value from what's happening in the debt market. Let me put a perspective on that. When you have a situation here where rates have been artificially suppressed, and there's no free market, you can't have a free market. If you have the largest aspect of the market, which is the debt market here, being rigged by central banks buying all the debt, their goal is to be the lenders and buyers of a last resort. Now, understanding that suppressed rates create, by some magical formula, an environment of risk, meaning cash makes its way into the stock market. This is what it's meant to do. You get a bubble, a hyperbubble. So people say, hey, you know, I can't put money to work in the stock market because it's going to burst and I'm going to lose all my cash. Yeah, that's understandable. And it is true to a large degree. At one point, this is all going to get real. And real meaning cash is going to move into real things. And that's why I've been advocating commodities. I've been telling people, you know, look, gold and silver, it's all over my desk. I got it everywhere. These are real things. They're tangible. I don't sell this stuff, but I believe it's something real that cash is going to make its way into. I think they're massively and by design being suppressed here, gold and silver especially. I think commodities, crude oil, we just saw what happened with OPEC with their surprise cut here. No, it's not a surprise to anybody. OPEC wants crude much higher. We all know that. But again, understanding that eventually this whole thing is going to get real. Cash is just going to look for places to go. And I believe it's going to go. And it's not just me anymore. We heard from famed investor Jim Rogers last week sounding exactly like Greg Mannarino talking about people who should be into commodities. Now the mainstream's talking about it too. They're talking about a commodity super cycle. And yes, that is going to occur. Again, these are real things. And cash is not going into places where it should be going. You have an artificial environment like this being set up by central banks artificially suppressed rising rates, it just pushes cash into places where it shouldn't go, and it pulls it out of places where it should be going in too. What it creates is an environment of distortions, and nothing makes sense. And this is why people get nervous and angry and confused. What am I going to do with my money? You know, people are dealing with inflationary pressures like probably they've never seen in their life. This is by design. This is on purpose. Central banks have no interest in actually doing a damn thing about inflation, because if they wanted to, you see, the one thing that is devoid from a single, not one, mainstream media financial channel is telling people central banks actually could do something about inflation. They could contract the money supply. How does a central bank contract the money supply? It's very simple. They raise the reserve requirements for banks above zero. Right now, the major institutions have to hold zero reserves. Zero reserves. Raise it 1, 2, 3, 4%, and you see how fast inflation goes away. No. Because their goal is to continue to inflate, to pressure the people. They got everyone by the throat here. And that stranglehold is going to get worse. So eventually, again, cash is going to move into commodities, in my view. It's going to move into cryptocurrencies as well, just because it's going to seek somewhere to go. It's going to bleed out of the debt market, bleed out of the stock market, and just going to go into real things. That's how I see it. I can't imagine it unfolding another way.
Okay. Digital currency, the announcements that have come out of recent news about FedNow and all kinds of different things that they've got going on. What is your take on implanting digital currency for the masses, house and cash altogether?
Well, that's what they're doing. That's why they're integrating the system. That's why we're seeing this consolidation here. That's number one. That has to happen. They have to consolidate the banking system. Then, with this FedNow payment system, absolutely. That they need some kind of an instant payment system that people can trust, that people can rely on. We're going to be told how great it is and how free it's going to make us be. All this is a method of control. They want to issue a completely digital system here so they can track whatever you're doing down to the 10,000th of a cent. And unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people that are going to like this. I mean, right now, the system is 90% digital. It's really amazing. If you consider the fact that on this planet Earth, there exists an actual printed currency less than $2 trillion. Less than $2 trillion. Go to the Fed's website. You can see it for yourself. The rest of it doesn't exist. It's not on the elemental chart. It's crazy. But this is, look, it's all about control. And that's really where we're going here. And it's going to get a lot worse, honestly.
Jeez. Rates will continue to go up. Are we going to see 1980 housing interest rates?
Well, you know, look, of course, they're going to waver around a little bit here. But what are they trying to do? It's just a deliberate thing. They're trying to make people's life much harder. There's a lot behind this here. It's not just about making why do they want to make people's life harder? First of all, I've been telling people since like forever now, they're creating a new feudal system. Extreme haves, extreme have nots, a wipeout of the middle class on a worldwide scale, clearly. And it's all, again, about a consolidation, how the few have controlled the many since time immemorial, and that is going to play out to be a lot more extreme moving forward here. I think housing is in a massive bubble. I would still rather own than rent, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know where the bottom is. No one knows where the bottom is, but we'll pick that up in just a little bit. I think we're going to be going to break relatively soon.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Greg Mannarino. TradersChoice.net is the website. You really do need to visit and get on his list. Because his emails are killer. They're awesome. And his motto, in life there are sheep who live in fear, and then there are lions who capitalize on it. And I have to agree, Greg. I mean, many people are worried. They don't know where to put their money. They don't know whether to take it out. They don't know what to put it in. And so I'm glad that you're answering a lot of these questions for everybody. I'll be right back. More on the Alex Jones Show today.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. My guest is Greg Mannarino. And when we're talking money, he's my go-to guy for a reason. TradersChoice.net. You need to subscribe to him. Also, I want to ask you, too, commodities, EFTs, place to move forward, and the upcoming super cycle, too. And, of course, where we left off. There's just a whole lot to talk to you about, Greg. What can I say?
Yeah, I got a lot to say, I guess. I don't know. Yes, I do agree with this. We're going to see a commodity super cycle. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. And for people, look, it maybe seems a little easier to me than maybe it would be for most people. And I don't think anyone should look into anything without putting a lot of their own thought behind here. I'm out here sketching out things for people, what they should look at and understand, and at least try to get a grip on this system, which really makes no sense anymore. It's a zombie system. You have to understand that right now what's going on, this whole thing died in 2008. That was when this whole system. What actually is a market crash? Why does a market crash? Why do we get meltdowns here? Because it's very simple to understand. A market has one job. A real market has only one job. That is to determine fair value. Generally, any type of a transaction, a stock, an exchange-traded fund, a commodity, whatever it is, you have a buyer on one side and you have a seller on the other side. This guy's willing to buy an asset from this seller here, and they got to agree on a price. That's how it works. But what we've had here since the last meltdown is a third party. That third party, at least here, this is a global phenomenon, is central banks, central bankers, who have gotten in here and tried to prop up a dead system, creating this zombie system that we have now that's been propped up on oceans of easy money. And the situation is dire. All of this cash that's been pumped into the system here since 2008, we're starting to see it rear its ugly head in the form of inflation. They can't let people know that. See, central banks must remain blameless. The regulators must remain blameless. The treasury here. You can't just hyperinflate the money supply by pumping debt into the system. Debt is cash. The cash that we have in our pockets at its most basic level, these are units of debt. They are not units of wealth. When a central bank issues their currency to the people, it's their currency. They allow us to use their currency. They own the currency. We owe it back to the issuing central bank plus interest they create out of nothing. A central bank produces one thing. Debt, and they issue that debt to the world. That's how the system works. It's completely debt-based. This is why we can't have a budget. This is why we see cash pulled into the now to fund wars and whatever else they want to fund here. They can't let people in on the big secret that without doing this, the entire central bank-run system will implode on itself. If we had a real system, a commodity-backed system, it would erase the power of central banks. Their power resides in one thing, their ability to inflate, the ability to issue debt. It's an amazing thing. Imagine coming up with a concept where you have people that are dependent on your product that you allow them to use, and then you charge them to use it. It's outrageous, but this is what we've allowed to happen. Central banks are the enemy. Central banks have the stranglehold on the world, and they manipulate the entire system. When you see something big go down, whatever it might be, the arrest of President Donald Trump, for example, realize they want you to look there. They want you to focus there because they're going to do something else on the other side. The moment, the nanosecond that I heard about this, I said, oh, what are they going to pull up? Why do they want us to look here? Why was the airwaves flooded with it? Let's look over here because they're pulling something else off here. It's what they always do. It's how they operate. So and that's another thing people need to take away from the system, how twisted it is. And there's going to be a price to pay. And we're paying for it now in the form of skyrocketing inflation, which is not going to get better. The farce that has been sold to the people of the world, and it's been a farce since day one, and I told everyone it was a farce since day one, right on my blog on YouTube, I said, I don't care how much they want to raise rates, it's not going to do a thing to stop inflation. Inflation is going to continue to rise, and that is exactly what has happened. What do? They use the catchphrase as temporary, transitory, trying to ease the people. Meanwhile, they all knew it wasn't going to work, and it was never meant to work. Central banks are going to continue to inflate. But anyway, that's really what this is. Realize how twisted the system is. And with regard to risk in this market, right on my website, traderschoice.net, I have an indicator there. It's free for everyone. It's called the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. It's a color-coded, and it has a number. And you can see where risk is going in this market. Right now, risk is dropping because of all the cash being pumped into the market. That's going to reverse. I'm not telling people they should jump into this market and start buying stocks. I want people to understand that everyone has a different situation. Now, if you have cash to play with, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to look at energy. Crude oil is getting bid up. Energy companies are going to do well. I think the big banks are a spot to be in here as well as the cash is being sucked out of the smaller institutions and repositioned into larger banks. Commodities as well. There's a lot of ways to gain exposure here. Again, the most best way I like is physical. I want to hold it in my hand. But there are exchange-traded funds that will also give people exposure to this. And I have a free newsletter. I send all this stuff out. Look, I didn't get the nickname the Robin Hood of Wall Street for nothing. I do it because I give all this stuff away. I want people to take what I give them and evaluate it for themselves. Does it make sense? This entire show, we've covered a lot, okay? But does it make sense to you? Does it make sense what I'm saying? People know the truth when they hear it. And then I want people to look into it. Hey, you know what? Greg said this. Let me see if he's right. Let your fingers do the walking, all right? It's really that simple.
That's so true. China and Russia, a lot of articles lately about the dollar, China and Russia. What's your feeling on China and Russia real quick? What they're doing?
It's very, very, very simple. Okay, right now the Federal Reserve holds, the United States holds the world reserve currency of the petrol dollar here. The benefit of a nation holding, any nation, holding the reserve currency is unbelievable. It allows any country that holds the world reserve gets to export inflation to the rest of the entire world, and it allows generally their environments to thrive. Right now, the system is coming down. That's why we're seeing this, what we're seeing now, especially with surging inflation here. Now, China and Russia, of course, I think China has wanted the world reserve currency for a very, very long time. They're forming alliances. The BRICS nations here, trying to circumvent the dollar. It's a real threat. There's no doubt about it. And I think because of the way the dollar is being managed right now, it could absolutely fall as the world reserve currency. But look at other alliances that are being made here. We have every nation around the world arming themselves to the teeth. Obviously, and this should be pretty evident to people, that if in fact there is a direct threat to the U.S. dollar as the world currency, we will see war. More war, not just regional wars, but global war. The Federal Reserve has already, via the Vietnam War, trying to establish the petrodollar system, killed millions of people to gain that power. The petrodollar, for people who may not understand it, is OPEC nations have agreed to price their oil in U.S. dollars for guaranteed military protection of that oil. Okay, that people don't know that, but that's how the petrodollar exists. The U.S. military must defend OPEC nations' oil. That's how we keep the petrodollar. Now, China could say, hey, you know what? We'll defend it, and look what we have to offer here. There's going to be a big tug of war here, but this is a real threat to the people of the world if, in fact, the U.S. dollar does become dethroned or the threat of it becomes more real.
And diversify your money. Diversify. And
you got to be out. You got to be in a lot of things. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. You got to be in a look. Yeah. And I'm investing in a lot of things here. Anyone who puts all their eggs in one basket is probably looking for a disaster. But if I had to pick one asset, if I had to pick one, I don't sell this stuff, but that would be it. Physical silver. Yeah. I think it's the most undervalued asset on the planet. Look at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio, and you will see why I say that. I know we're running out of time here, but this has been fantastic, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, Greg Mannarino. TradersChoice.net is the website. Go and subscribe. And of course, the Robin Hood of Wall Street. I mean, what can you say? Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate all the heads up, the advice. And it's awesome. Be right back on the Alex.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back here with you, last segment on the Alex Jones Show today. So glad to be here with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show. Really happy. And not happy that our world's imploding, not happy that all of this is going on, obviously. But I do find some hope that they're trying so hard to manipulate us in the press that they still have to do that. I've mentioned that on the show before. They literally have to do all that because they don't own everything yet. They don't own us yet. They're working on it. It's just not yet. But I still thank Greg Manarino from TradersChoice.net for coming on. I've known Greg for quite a while now, and always good things to hear from Greg as far as where we really stand and where we need to go, what we need to do in the market. So visit his website for sure. You know, we should do the thank you awards once in a while. I always like the thank you awards because it's kind of like giving that credit where credit's due. And I think it's important. So there's a couple things I want to hit on in this last segment. Number one, I want to thank the terrorists for not terrorizing in 2020 and 2021. I mean, what a group, you know, matching tennis shoes and Toyota trucks. But, you know, to honor and respect the worldwide sniffles campaign of COVID, it was moving to see the terrorists have this kind of love for mankind and sniffles and actually restrain themselves. And possibly a fever. Just to restrain themselves from not terrorizing, that was special. We don't recognize that enough. We don't say, thank you. Thank you for not competing with the COVID headline. We have one headline at a time. The media is definitely not ADD, for sure. It's supremely focused. I also want to say thank you for the mass shooters who were out there restraining themselves in the year 2020 to late 2021. They did not do anything in that time frame. The COVID narrative was on the news 24/7. And so it was an interesting time in America. I also want to thank George Soros, a big heart emoji for the lack of color revolutions also in any foreign country in the year of 2020 and 2021. And you might say, well, we were locked down. Yep. And still those people did not want to get the payment to be a provocateur so they could go out and assume the role of citizen in their own country. But be a rebel and fight for a cause and look like they wanted a revolution in the country. You know, they didn't even want to accept payment. What does that tell you? I mean, yes, we were all in lockdown for sure, but it really kept the bad guys at bay. And I mean, in a big way. And if you're a bad guy, to have that level of respect for all that's going on in the news, it's kind of amazing, actually. We don't say thank you enough for the moratorium on overthrowing nations during that time. It was special. And it was also nice to wait until 2022 to have the money laundering war that we call it in the Ukraine with the actor named Zelensky. You know, it was odd that it just heated up right on cue, like 2022, right after the headlines of the shots started waning. And then all of a sudden, Russia heats up with Ukraine. Just like all of a sudden, kind of. I just can't say enough thank yous to that. No competing headlines here. No. And thanks, Russia. You know, Russia actually went in on a treaty with us for Antarctica, yet they've never, ever done anything about that or tried to overtake it. Or there's like a million things they could have done. But in 80 years, we just have the threat of Russia. It's like two neighbors that never, ever come within contact of each other, but constantly yelling at each other over the fence. It's like that. For 80 years. Interesting. Not that I don't think in the future we're going to have some problems with Russia and Chinese and foreign troops coming to this land. But isn't it interesting how it's constantly used? Yet we've been allies on so many things together. Behind the scenes, I mean, you know. And then after 3 years of media coverage nonstop of the Trump-Russia narrative with Flynn and everybody. It was so interesting that the Senate voted not to impeach and the headlines completely disappeared in the 1st of February of that year to make room for the COVID headlines. I mean, my gosh, that was a pristine handoff. You have to give it to him. That was amazing. 3 years strong, promised proof, never got the proof. 3 years of telling you there was loads of it. I know what there was loads of. It wasn't proof. And then all of a sudden, the Senate goes, nope. And voila, COVID headlines appear and not another word of it. But man, that was a three long years. It just makes one kind of tear up a little, you know? It's like, my gosh, just the respect for mankind. I love that. For the sniffles and possibly a fever. And then, of course, mainstream media whores. I love these guys because they never mention that CNN is so in the tank. They never, ever talk about the lack of viewership that's barely holding it up in just the tens of thousands in a country that has 331 million people. CNN, how are they doing it? How do they keep funded? Oh, most companies would tank. Oh, yeah, never mind. They're government funded. But anyway, this would be such an opportunity for all the other news rags to throw CNN under the bus. But no, they're really kind to their competition. They're good to them. We need to remember that. That is a beautiful thing. You don't even point it out at all. That's kind of amazing. I mean, we know how many people watch. Hardly anybody. Just those with no brain cells. But my gosh, all the news is just, I don't know, it's kind of like a big club or something. Anyway, just big thank you for that. And a big thank you for the news media whores for using words like Trump surrenders. Because then I conjure up in my mind that Trump was actually running away ferociously from the cops and that they had to drag him into court, which gives me a visual. And that visual is so important. So thank you. Thank you for giving me lots of adjectives and just tons of story within the news story. Because without this story in the news story, I wouldn't know how to feel about anything. Gosh, I wouldn't know where to be emotional. Thanks.
and I wouldn't know how to drum up a picture in my mind. I mean, you guys even went as far as to create AI pictures of Trump getting arrested because you were so desperate last week. Oh, all that work. Anyway, I just wanted to say a big thank you for that, too, because when you can dramatize every single event and use it for news fodder and then add to it, and I don't mean just add to it, I mean invent it. I think that takes killer skills. So your skill set is beautiful, right? It is beautiful. The use of drama is amazing. And I want to thank you for also never reporting on how Hollywood's tanking. And how when Hollywood does female-only movies, they completely tank. Or when people go too far like Bud Light or Hershey's, they never talk about all the money loss. I mean, you got to completely ignore that in order to absolutely ignore it. I think it's a skill that we don't give them enough credit for. We truly don't. When you can ignore that companies' profits tank when they take the liberal line, my gosh, Bud Light won't be hard to resist, I'm sure. I'm not a drinker, but from what I've heard, my word, not the drink of choice for people anyway. So we slap a tranny on there and woo, you're going to lose even more profits. But no one will ever talk about it. But that's why I want to thank the media. I also want to thank the media for never mentioning that along with the shot, people needed a cardiologist. Because, you know, why scare people? And so I really love the fact that you bypass all of the deaths, the injuries, the millions upon millions of injuries. That is a skill set worth mentioning because you completely dramatize other stories, but don't talk about the reality that everyone's seeing in their own life. I mean, how does one do that? How do we completely bypass all the real stories like Harry Laughlin and eugenics? I mean, that's why we have what we have right now going on in the shot market. And then, of course, Pfizer saying that they've got the answers. If you do have a problem with those shots, you can be profited off forever as you live forever with Pfizer. I love that. Who doesn't love that? I mean, come on. We need to give more kudos where kudos are deserved. We need to talk about the things that we never talk about, that we never see, that we never put two and two together. And I think the media, they just do a heck of a job. Those people with nice teeth and nice hair, they don't just have nice teeth and nice hair. They have adjectives, they have drama, and they have story. And they're going to give you that story. Not the news so much. We used to get the news. Nope. It's all about how to manipulate you so you don't look at anything else that's going on in the country or the world. Like, there are some things going on, and digital currency is their hill to die on. But you'll never hear that in a negative light from the media, the mainstream media. You'll only hear it on shows like this that tell you the truth. I love that. And I also just wanted to say thanks. Soros, terrorists, everybody. Everybody that refrained during the COVID years. Your love for humanity gets me right here. It's just special. Thank you. Big heart emoji to all of you. And a big thanks for the media. You just keep on keeping on, mainstream media. It's just now fun to watch because we're all kind of understanding who you really are, what you're really about, and who pays your bills. Who tells you what to say and the script that you read? You know, it's all part of the game. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. So glad Greg Mannarino joined me, of course. And you can go to traderschoice.net for that. Get some more help in where to go with your money. I know everybody has.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.